For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump beaming over new economic numbers. Standing outside the White House with reporters, he predicted even better numbers as he renegotiates trade deals.
Once again, we are the economic envy of the entire world. When I meet the leaders of countries, the first thing they say invariably is, Mr. President, so nice to meet you. Congratulations on your economy. You're leading the entire world.
Private forecasters say the 4.1% growth in the GDP last quarter isn't sustainable. Trump says it's very sustainable. Two people are dead as the car fire in Northern California continues to spread. Cal Fire Captain Robert Foxworthy.
We have projected of another day of triple digits with incredibly dry conditions and some wind mixed in it.
Houses and cars exploded as that fire jumped the Sacramento River and reached the city of Redding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A small plane had to make an emergency landing on Chicago's Lakeshore Drive during rush hour. Chicago Fire Deputy Commissioner Bill Vogt says the pilot did a great job of not hitting any vehicles.
It's pretty obvious this is something quite unusual, that there's no injuries.
The pilot says the plane's engine lost power. Speaking with reporters at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense James Mattis, responding to questions, said he has not been asked to work with Russia on the ground in Syria and that policy in general concerning Russia remains the same.
I have talked immediately after the Helsinki summit. Both the Chief of Staff and National Security Advisor called me. There have been no policy changes.
Vladimir Putin has now invited President Trump to Moscow, and Trump says he's open to it. Putin's visit to Washington is now expected to take place in the autumn of next year. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, goes on trial next week, charged with bank and tax fraud. Nearly three dozen witnesses are prepared to testify for the prosecution, led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Can't you hear?
Funeral services at Grace Apostolic Church in Indianapolis to honor four members of the Coleman family killed in that duck boat tragedy in Branson 8 days ago. The services were for 40-year-old Glenn Coleman, 9-year-old Reese, 7-year-old Evan, and 1-year-old Ira. Tia Coleman and a nephew were the only survivors among 11 Coleman family members who boarded the boat that day. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curie spoke at the service.
Tia, on behalf of your friends and colleagues, the women and men of MCPO, may God be with you and comfort you in the days, weeks, and months ahead.
Tia Coleman is a paralegal at the Marion County Prosecutor's Office. Speaking with reporters at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense James Mattis commenting on the return of the remains of U.S. service members from North Korea.
When you have that sort of communication going on, it sets a positive environment, a positive tone for other things, more important things in terms of international diplomacy. But this humanitarian act obviously is a step in the right direction.
More than 7,000 Americans have been unaccounted for since the war, which ended with a ceasefire agreement in 1953. It's official. As rumored, Billy Dee Williams is returning to Star Wars Episode 9 to play Lando Calrissian in the final installment of the Skywalker saga. Also returning, Mark Hamill, Billy Lord, and Carrie Fisher. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.